let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. It's been called a must for Christian readers to keep and treasure a fulfilling and visually appealing book. Come with us to the Promised Land. A pictorial biblical encounter is a work of nonfiction focused on faith-based locations, photography, and history, written and created by our guest on the program, author Doreen Rose. After her visits in 2012 and 2014, and after reading numerous archaeological books about that part of the world, Doreen realized that not one book had all the historical information about each place. She wrote her book to take us all on a photographic and historical trip to Israel and Jordan, to walk where Jesus walked, and to discover the ancient biblical history associated with those locations. From Australia, our guest on This Week in America, Doreen Rose, author of Come With Us to the Promised Land, A Pictorial Biblical Encounter. Doreen, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Thank you, Rick. It's lovely to be here.
And speaking of lovely, this book, you really did an excellent job with this, receiving rave reviews. There's a fascinating story how this came about. I sort of touched on it there. You found there really wasn't anything like this, so you stepped in and decided it was time to do that. Talk about your decision to write this book, why you decided there isn't one out there, it's time one be done.
Well, there were a lot of students with us. It's a student tour, actually, but public is invited. And I was watching the boys, I was listening. Now, they had to take in what they were seeing. They had to take notes because it's a master's, part of their master's degree. And they were overawed at what we were seeing. Now, to take all of that in a few minutes and remember it was very difficult. So I thought, wouldn't it be sensible to write a biblical history so that at least these students could see and understand what they were looking at without having to remember it all? And that's how Israel came about.
Well, in the book has Come With Us to the Promised Land, A Pictorial Biblical Encounter. Doreen Rose is the author and our guest from Australia on the program. Book available at pageturner.us in the bookstore. I'll give you all the information on the book as we go through. If you're watching the video, if you go to thisweekinamerica.us, the video tab will take you to our YouTube channel, or just Google us on YouTube. You'll see pictures throughout the program as we're talking about some of the locations, some of the pictures that Doreen was able to take. Let's talk about writing it as one thing, and the photography is something else. Talk about why you decided to illustrate and shoot it in the way that you did, because this really takes us there. We feel like we're along with you on this.
Well, I'm thrilled about that, Rick, because that's what I wanted to do. But I've been a photographer all my life. I love it, and because it makes the words come alive. It makes the places come alive. And I tried to make it not just a picture, but actually something that takes place and people do.
And the way you decided to write it, it's like a memoir. It's almost like you're the tour guide. Talk about that, because, again, this is very welcoming to the reader. We feel like you're there, and Doreen is talking to us and explaining what it is we're seeing. Talk about what went into the decision to write the book in that way.
Well, it was to be a biblical history, and it was easier to put the biblical words, some of them anyway, in my own language. And I wanted to keep myself out of the book because it wasn't about me in any shape or form. But I did, under the pictures or near the pictures, I sometimes wrote what I was feeling or thinking or doing.
The book has Come With Us to the Promised Land, a pictorial biblical encounter by Doreen Rose. Book available at pageturner.us in the bookstore in there. Talk about the land, and you do a very thorough description of what it is we're seeing. Talk about the challenges of doing that and why so much that you devoted to the land, which is a very important part of the story.
Rick, I had my own farm. I love the land. I'm the daughter and granddaughter of farmers, and the first thing I notice when I go anywhere is the land. And it is totally different from Australian land. We're a big country with no very little stone. In Israel and Jordan, it's all stone. Every bit is stone. Wherever you look, you're lucky to even be able to put your foot down without tripping over a stone, except for the banks of the Jordan. Now, the soil doesn't look much good, but it's beautiful soil if it can get water. So consequently, water, as in Australia, is fairly scarce. So they use a drip irrigation system, and there are miles, literally miles of plastic covering every row, every tree, and then they've got tents over it. So their farming system is totally different from anything I have seen here at home.
Yes.
And I was just so interested. And horses can't walk amongst the stones, so they use donkeys to round up any animals that they've got. And also, interestingly, people are not allowed to build homes on soil without rocks, because that's precious. So they have to build on rocks. Mind you, the rest of the land is full of rocks as well.
Yes.
But in Australia, people are being sold the best land and the rubbish is left for the people to try and grow crops on, which to me is quite ridiculous.
This is such an amazing book and will shed new light on areas we've heard about, but they will be presented to you with a different perspective. The book is Come With Us to the Promised Land, a pictorial biblical encounter by Doreen Rose. It's available for sale at all Amazon sites, at Barnes & Noble, Page Turner's Bookstore, as I mentioned, chapters Indigo in Canada, Waterstones in the UK, Booktopia in Australia, New Zealand, and a lot more. So basically, worldwide, wherever books are sold, and I'll give you that list again throughout the program, and you'll find it on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What were some of the special places that made an impact on you?
Four or five special ones, Rick. I think probably the first one was the Sea of Galilee. It is absolutely beautiful. The water is sweet, unlike the Dead Sea, but the water is sweet and lovely. We prayed for a storm, and our leader said, don't. It's not safe. So we didn't get it, thankfully. But it's also very restful for the eyes. And Jesus actually walked on that water. He called four of his disciples. They were fishermen. They were mending their nets on the seashore. And the other thing that I think is just amazing, Jesus himself, after the resurrection, he actually cooked breakfast for his disciples who'd been fishing all night and caught nothing. And I just find that staggering, that the Son of God could cook breakfast after what he'd been through. The Mount of Olives is another wonderful place. It's not like the Rockies. It's only a high hill compared to the Rockies. But it does look over the whole of Jerusalem. And it was here that Jesus could stand and brood over it, because he loved Jerusalem. It's quiet, and he actually went back. He ascended into heaven from that mountain, and he's coming back to it. And when he does come back, it will split in two. It'll be amazing. But also, he was transfigured on that mountain, and he had Peter, James, and John with him, and they were terrified. So it's a wonderful mountain. Petra, another place that I like very much because of its history and scenery. That's absolutely terrific. I've ridden a donkey over that a couple of times. Megiddo and Beth Shean are both very attractive ruins. And again, I enjoyed their history. And I think for all the places and the history history of all the people, they're still real, just like us.
It's just an amazing tour that we're on with Doreen. She is taking us there in her book, Come With Us to the Promised Land, A Pictorial Biblical Encounter. This is such an excellent book. You walk where Jesus walked, discover the ancient biblical history associated with those locations, as she's talked about during the course of the program. Book available at pageturner.us in the bookstore. You'll find it by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I know you were very fascinated by the people there. Any specific comments on the people?
Yes, I found the people interesting, Rick. The Jews, first of all, this is just a summation on my part, and I could be quite wrong, but when you know their history, they've suffered so much at the hands of Gentiles all over the world, pretty well, for thousands of years. And it's only since 1948 that they've been allowed to come back into their own land. And I think they could be just a little bit intimidated by tourists, simply because of that long history. They're friendly, they're helpful, but they're not dancing with joy to see it, because there are so many tourists there, come there in hordes. Now, the Jordanians are totally different. They love colour, and they're friendly, and they love to have their picture taken. And I can remember driving, being in the bar, in the coach, and there were a whole lot of goats feeding on the side of the road, and of course they were asleep on the road as well, so the bus stood up. And nice. I asked the driver if I could hop out and get a picture, and I did. He said yes, sure. So I did, and the owner of these goats, he stood there, the wall shriveled up, and he said, oh, thank you so much for taking the picture. Look, I've got another goat, could you take his picture? And he pulled the goat down, and the goat stood there while I took its picture and petted its head and went back into the bus. So I just found it fascinating. Jordanians are not as tidy as Israelis.
Interesting. So those are the insights that you'll find in the book. I'm fascinated by these stories. Come with us to the Promised Land, A Pictorial Biblical Encounter by Doreen Rose, our guest on the program. Book available wherever books are sold. I'll direct you to pageturner.us and the bookstore there as well. I know you've talked about the generosity of the nation of Israel. A few minutes left in the program. Talk about that, why you're so impressed with that.
Well, I was amazed, Rick, to be quite truthful, at the long-suffering and the generosity of Israel, because Israel bends over backwards to be helpful to other nations. It's a blame for every single hostile incident, but they only retaliate when everything else has failed. They're brilliant people, and if you remember, God told Abraham that through him all the world would be blessed. And that giving, though it's not acknowledged, it's just simply part of their psychic. They're an amazing people. The more I think about them, the more amazing I think they are. And that's some of it.
Well, Come With Us to the Promised Land is the book we're talking about, A Pictorial Biblical Encounter. Doreen Rose coming to us from Australia on the program today. What impact did this have on you, the visits you've made to this area, number one, and number two, actually being able to write this book and to take this out to so many people that are unable to do that? And I say that based on, you know, reading reviews and people, this is a book they will treasure, keep with them, go back and use for reference. What's it like being there and being able to take this message to people visually, to people who are not able to go there?
Well, I'm just humbled but thrilled to be able to do it, Rick. I think it's so important, because in the years to come, Israel is going to play a huge role in world affairs. People are going to fight over it. That's during the tribulation period, which we've been looking for. The disciples thought Jesus was coming back for them. And every generation since has known that he will come, and maybe it's out, he's going to come now. Well, he hasn't. But the world situation and everything that's going on with it, I think, is, 2,000 years closer, but I don't think it's going to go on for all that much longer. And when that happens, Israel is going to come back into its own after the 7 years tribulation.
I know people who have read the book talk about this boy. This really, they've read about it before. This takes the words, the pictures, puts them together. It's given them a better understanding. Is that one of the goals you had as you were writing Come With Us to the Promised Land, to try to make this more relatable, more understandable to the average reader?
Yes, because Israel over the world doesn't have, in people's mind, a good reputation. Well, that's false. And I just wanted to portray them as the Bible talks about them, and also as I found them. And I hope that that's what I've achieved.
Well, that's exactly what you achieved. A couple of minutes left. It's going by way too quickly. Doreen Rose, our guest on the program. Her book has Come With Us to the Promised Land, A Pictorial Biblical Encounter. You've written, Doreen, some other books as well. What other books have you written, and what are you working on now?
Well, I've written a book called Heaven to Gain and Hell to Shun. That was a series that our minister did in Highfields here where I live, 22 years ago. And I'm absolutely flabbergasted that I found it. I couldn't even remember that when it was done. And I mentioned it to Phil, and he said, yeah, that's what we did. And I suggested it go into print, and he said, oh, I couldn't do it. He said, you can do it if you want to. Well, I made such a bad fist of it the first time, we said, no, forget it. And I found it 2 years later, and then I put it aside. I did it. Put it aside and found it in September last year. So it's taken a lot of... I never dreamed that I would ever have it printed, and it's being printed now.
And to find out...
And the one I'm...
Yes, go ahead, finish now, I'm sorry.
I at the present moment, I'm writing and redoing another book that I did called Bible Gems. And I made that so long, we're turning it into three books. And it is just topics that I've talked, ordinary everyday topics. And I've found the Bible references to them, to those topics, and illustrated them as well.
Well, we look forward to that. And if you just Google Doreen's name, it's Doreen Rose, D-O-R-E-E-N Rose. You'll be able to get information on Come With Us to the Promised Land, as well as the other books. And I hope we have a chance to talk about those as well, because this is really a special book that you've written this time. And I know working with you on the project, you've worked with Paige Turner. I mentioned them several times, a source to get a copy of the book. What's it been like working with Paige Turner, Press and Media?
Absolutely incredible, Rick. They have been wonderful. I can't put it any other way. They've been helpful, genuinely interested in what I'm doing, and just cooperative in every area. They have been terrific.
Well, our guest on the program, and boy, this has gone by so quickly, Doreen Rose, the book is available, Come With Us to the Promised Land, A Pictorial Biblical Encounter, at all the Amazon sites, at Barnes & Noble, Paige Turner's Bookstore, Chapters Indigo in Canada, Waterstones in the UK, Booktopia in Australia and New Zealand. And again, you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and look up all that information. But basically, wherever books are sold, you'll be able to pick up a copy of Doreen's book, Come With Us to the Promised Land, A Pictorial Biblical Encounter. Doreen Rose, our guest and the author, coming to us from Australia. Doreen, congratulations on a job well done. There is now a book out there that will match what they see with pictures and give them something they can take back and that will live in their minds forever. And for those of us who can't get there, this will make things a lot more relatable and much more able to understand when we actually see the pictures that you have in the book and the text there as well. Thank you so much for being with us on the program. It's been great having you with us.
Thank you, Rick. It's been a real pleasure.
You're welcome.
And I appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time in Australia. You're just getting up over there. We're about the end of the day here, so there's this time difference, and I appreciate you doing this in the morning for us over there. Doreen Rose, come with us to the Promised Land, a pictorial biblical encounter. Her book, you'll find it at pageturner.us in the bookstore. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.